This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قد أفلح من أسلم ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Honorable Ulama Ikram, respected brothers and elders, while the world continues to progress technologically, I swear by Allah it is retrogressing morally and spiritually. While life seems to become easier theoretically, it is becoming challenging practically. Tension, depression, frustration has become the order of the day. Happiness, joy and prosperity is something of the past. Wallah, never mind becoming a victim to any tragedy which perhaps might warrant depression. The average man, the fears that haunt the mind of an average man today is sufficient depression. Whether a man becomes a victim to any tragedy or not, the fears that are ever lurking and the fears that are haunting the mind of every man is sufficient depression. The poet says it so beautifully, سَأَلْتُ مِنَ الْأَتِبَّى خَبِيرًا ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ مِمَّ شَيْبِي I presented in the surgery of a physician. If you understand basic Arabic, you can appreciate these couplets. فَقُلْتُ مِمَّ شَيْبِي I asked him, I said, Doc, look at me, I'm getting white, man. What's the reason for this? فَقَالَ بَلْغَمُ He examined me, he made a diagnosis, he says, a lot of phlegm in your body. I told him, Doc, I don't know much, with utmost respect to your expertise, this has got nothing to do with phlegm, بَلْغَمُ Instead, this is depression. This is tap any man and let him pour his heart out and every man is in crisis. Wallah, don't be deceived by his palatial home. Don't be deceived by his ex-wife. Go into that man's life and you see this crisis. Like the poet says it so beautifully, that إِنِّي رَأَيْتُكَ جَالِسًا مُسْتَقْبِلِي فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّكَ لِلْهُمُومِ قَرِينُ Oh my brother, I've seen you sitting before me. The very gesture of your face indicated you're going through depression. هَوِّنْ عَلَيْكَ وَكُمْ بِرَبِّكَ وَاثِقَ Relax and take it easy and put trust in Allah. فَأَخُدْ تَوَكُّلِ شَأْنُهُ أَتَّهْوِينُ For verily the one that relies on Allah, the one that relies on Allah takes life easy. Like in English they say so beautifully, of course it's an example. To speak to Allah, no breath is lost. To walk with Allah, no strength is lost. To wait for Allah, no time is lost. So trust in Allah and you'll never be lost. فَأَخُدْ تَوَكُّلِ شَأْنُهُ أَتَّهْوِينُ تَرَحَ الْأَذَىٰ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ فِي رِزْقِهِ لَمَّا تَيَقَّنَ أَنَّهُ مَذْمُونُ The only way to avert financial depression, the only way to avert financial depression is to convince yourself Allah is the sustainer. When you've convinced yourself, now the gross fluctuation in the currency and the competitors in the market and the volatility of the rand and the fake predictions of the economists will not bother you in any way. My respected father always says, may Allah give him jazai khair, he's present in this gathering. Allah reward him abundantly for the wonderful upbringing he has given me. He always taught us, and I repeat it here, that yesterday we say things were cheap, but we didn't own it and we couldn't afford it. Today when it is expensive, Allah has given us. What is the fuss for? Allah has provided it for us today. Let us look at the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Oh Allah, grant me contentment in what you have provided. Thumma barik li fi. And then give me barakat. Give me barakat. Now if you analyze contentment, contentment is something that is associated with needs. Needs has a limit and has a definition. Greed has no limit and no definition. Allah's qasam, the entire world has come on to greed today. The world has come on to greed. There's no definition to greed. One humble man in his simple profession taught me a lesson. I one day took my kurtas to him to sew it. And after he was finished, he told me, Molana, you can pick up your kurta. So I asked him, what do I owe you? He says, no, I can't take money from you. I insisted you have to charge me. Then he took a meager amount to make me happy. So I told him, no, but it's not enough. He turned around and he says, Molana, what is the definition of enough? What does enough mean? What is the definition of enough? Wallah, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the modern day poverty, that in the midst of affluence, a man has no peace. In the midst of affluence, Allah says the object of your house, in the 14 juz of the Quran, هو الذي جعل لكم Allah says He has made for you, من بيوتكم سكنا He has given you a home in which you can get pleasure and bliss and joy. If your house is not providing you with comfort, the fundamental object of that house is forfeited. Last year we had the opportunity to go to Malawi. I was invited. The Quran was translated in the vernacular language and there was an opening of the masjid. After we completed, they took us into some of the rural areas and we were seeing some of the masajid and the madaris. We came outside one particular location. There was a small hut. So small, I can safely say your laundry room was bigger than that man's entire house. He was sitting outside. It was extremely hot. There were some goats outside. Children were playing. There was a little well. But I swear by Allah that a man had such a smile on his face. That was priceless. That smile transmitted such joy that I've never seen it in my life. It left an indelible impression in my heart. And once I was in Jordan, we were hosted by a very wealthy man. Such a wealthy man, he built his house on the highest mountain of Amman. He received us at the airport. He filters his water 16 times before it comes out of the tap. He had spent in excess of $2 million only on his garden. Breathtaking view. He received us. He's the owner of, I don't know, more than 20 food outlets in the United States. We performed Maghrib Namaz outside. A wonderful scene. But the engrossment and the engagement of that man was such that I did not envy his wealth for a second. Let's have a look at what is the definition of wealth. Let me take you 1400 years ago to the words of my master, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the narration of Ibn Hibban, when he holds Abu Zar, Ya Aba Dharrin, atara anna kathrat al-mal huwa al-ghina. O Abu Zar, do you consider excess provisions as wealth? Wa qillat al-mal huwa al-faqr, and lack of provisions as poverty? I said, yes, O Nabi of Allah, that's the apparent definition of wealth, and that's the apparent definition of poverty. Abundance of provisions as wealth, and lack of provisions as well. Nabi alayhi salam says, no, Abu Zar, let me set the records correct, like they say. Let's just get the records in order here. Let me tell you what is true wealth, and let me tell you what is true poverty. Innamal ghina ghina al-qalb, wa innamal faqru faqru al-qalb. The true wealth is the wealth of the heart, and that is contentment of the heart. And the true poverty is the poverty of the heart, and that is the greed of the heart. And that's not all, Abu Zar, listen. وَمَنْ كَانَ الْغِنَى فِي قَلْبِهِ. That person who enjoys divine satisfaction and divine contentment, فَلَا يَضُرُّهُ مَا لَقِيَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. No material challenge will depress this man. No material problem will be. One young boy came to me the other day, Molana, do you have a dua for depression? I said, my brother, do you know what does depression mean? Wallah, many times I'm tempted to document, to write down. I promise you it will be the fast seller if you put it on the market. Just to know what is the tragedies of the ummah. I asked this boy, my little boy, do you know what does depression mean? So what did the Nabi of Allah say? That person who has contentment in his heart, no amount of material problems will depress him. وَمَنْ كَانَ الْفَقْرُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. And he who is wealthy in his external appearance, but he's poor in his heart, in other words, he has greed. فَلَا يُغْنِيهِمَا أَكْثَرَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. No amount of wealth will satisfy his greed. There will be nothing to end that inner crave of his. هِيَ الْقَنَاعَةُ فَالْزَمْهَا تَغْشْ مَلَكَ. The poet says, it is contentment. Grab onto it, you will live like a king without a throne. لَوْ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنْهَا إِلَّا رَاحَةَ الْبَدَنِ. Even if you just have a healthy body. وَانْظُرْ لِمَنْ مَلَكَ الدُّنْيَا بِأَجْمَعِهَا. Why not ponder, reflect and introspect over those who own the entire world? In the tafasir it is written, four people governed over the entire world. Their dominion extended as far as the world was. Two were believers, two were disbelievers. The believers were Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dhulqarnain. The disbelievers were Namrud and Bukht and Nasr. When Dhulqarnain, whose government and dominion extended to the world when he was leaving this world, he made one request. He says, put my hands outside my coffin. Let the world see the man who ruled over the world also lived with nothing. وَانْظُرْ لِمَنْ مَلَكَ الدُّنْيَا بِأَجْمَعِهَا. Wallah, brothers, like they say, money can buy a house but not a home. Money can buy a bed but not sleep. One is you and I. That man who cannot find joy in his house will find it nowhere. No Victoria Falls, no Niagara Falls will give that man joy if your own house cannot give you. It is not what you take up, but it is what you abandon that makes your life a pleasure. It is what you give up. One is you and I, that our fuss has come to such a point that if the cat makes noise, I get up. If the clock is ticking, it disturbs my sleep. And one is that simple man who sleeps beneath the tree and enjoys the divine shadow of my Allah. Wallahu ja'ala lakum mimma khalaqa dhilala. There is traffic and he's in deep sleep. I wonder who is rich and who is poor. What is then the definition of wealth and what is the definition of poverty? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, man ya'khudhu anni ha'ula'i al-kalimat. I have some words to disseminate. Would anyone come and listen to me? فَيَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ implement it. أَوْ يُعَلِّمُ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ. Or perhaps take it and pass it to someone else. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu came running. He said, O Nabi of Allah, tell it to me and I will listen. Nabi alayhi salam said, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. O Abu Huraira, abstain from the disobedience of Allah and you have worshipped Allah the most. Abu Huraira, abstain from the disobedience of Allah, and you have worshipped Allah the most. وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. And be satisfied on the divine distribution of your Allah, and you are the wealthiest. You are the wealthiest. You know, the ulama speak of a condition called tafweed, where you hand your condition to Allah. Like I have seen some of my asatiza, I told him, Mawlana, I believe you're going overseas. He says, I have intended it, now I've left it to Allah. Someone said it so beautifully. I have proposed, or I have applied for my visa. In أَعْطَيْتَ فَإِنَّ الْمُعْطِي هُوَ اللَّهِ. If you approve it, the job or the visa or the proposal, in essence, my Allah has approved it, but you will be appreciated because you are the external means. وَإِن مَنَعْتَ. But if you have refused, actually my Allah has declined, but you will be excused. وَإِن مَنَعْتَ. Handing over to Allah. Abu Huraira, if you will be satisfied. يَبْنَ آدَمْ خَلَقْتُكَ لِعِبَادَتِي. Oh my servant, I created you for my worship. فَلَا تَلْعَبْ. I don't want to see you loitering around in the world. I very selectively made this translation. I have created you for my worship. I don't want to see you loitering around. وَقَسَمْتُ لَكَ رِزْقًا. And I've decided how much wealth I will be giving you. فَلَا تَتْعَبْ. I don't want to see you exerting yourself. وَفِي أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُ فَلَا تَتْمَعْ. And for more than what I have decided, I don't want you to even desire, never mind endeavor. And listen to what I have to tell you. إِنْ رَضِيتَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكْ. إِنْ رَضِيتَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكْ. If you will be happy on my choice and my selection and my distribution, divinely I will bring joy to your heart and your body. And you will be beloved in my eyes. But if you will try and amass more, if you will try and amass more, فَوَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَوْ سَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا. I will impose the world on you, you will literally run like animals. This is not an exaggeration, this is the translation of the quotation. And remember my servant, in the end you will not get more than what I have allotted. You will abandon your family life, you will abandon your social life, you will have nothing, it will be nothing like joy in that life. Like someone said, listen to this brothers. طَلَبْنَا ثَلَاثَ. We all are searching for three things, but we were looking in the wrong place. طَلَبْنَا الْغِنَى فِي الْمَالِ. We search for wealth in things, but actually it was in contentment. Actually it was in contentment. وَطَلَبْنَا الرَّاحَ فِي الْكَثْرَةِ. And we were searching for comfort in luxury. But actually, وَطَلَبْنَا الرَّاحَ فِي الْكَثْرَةِ. We were searching for luxury in comfort, but it was kept in the tawakkul and in qana'at with Allah, in contentment. وَطَلَبْنَا الْكَرَامَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. And we searched for honor in the creation, but honor was in with Allah. Mawlana Rashid Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the joy, the divine formula of the joy of both the worlds, the divine formula of the joy of the both the worlds is not to desire wealth nor honor from any human. Once a man has disciplined himself, he has matured the crave of materialism. Wallah, people have been blinded by the crave of materialism to such an extent. I know of people that were making money out of their own parents. Can a man stoop so low? Someone said it so beautifully, the best way to put an end to depression is don't think of three things in your life. لا تتفكر في فقرك. Don't ever think about poverty, because it will only increase your greed. It will only increase your greed. Number one. Number two, لا تتفكر في ظلم من ظلمك. Don't think of those that have hurt you, oppressed you, done you, you know, who have been evil to you and bad to you in business or in any aspect of life. Why? Because now it will create malice in you. And every time you will be at loggerheads and you will try and retaliate. But while you are trying to retaliate, you will be making your own life more miserable. Miserable of your wife, miserable of your children. You will harm that man least and you will harm yourself most. And لا تتفكر في طول البقاء. Do not plan a long future. Allah alone knows what is the future of every man. But do not plan a long future. For verily, if you plan a long future, you'll have to amass a lot. Because at the age of 80, I'll need this. When I'm 85, I'll need this. You're planning a long future. Do not plan a long future so that you do not have to amass more of this world. يَبْنَ آدَمْ تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِ. O my servant, free yourself for my ibadat. أَمْلَأُ قَلْبَكَ غِنًا. I will fill your heart with joy. And brothers, may I add, one of the greatest contributing factors to depression, I swear by Allah in whose control is my life, is guna. There's nothing that can depress a man more than sin. Ask that man that is on ecstasy, and ask that person, let's perhaps take one hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam says, إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ تَمَانِينَ. Verily, honesty creates contentment. Honesty provides satisfaction. Honesty brings about happiness. And lies creates restlessness, uneasiness. Now extend the meaning of this hadith. Honesty, piety, loyalty, fidelity, in every aspect, in every facet of life, compliance to the order of Allah will bring joy, will bring inner satisfaction. And a person that is involved in an unlawful relation, he's restless. My wife mustn't get hold of my phone. She mustn't see this phone number. Let me rush to the door. He is restless. Why? Because he is in disobedience. Ask that man when he becomes sober, and ask that man, perhaps while he's perpetrating the crime, he enjoys fake pleasure. But no sooner he leaves that woman and he comes home, he gets such depression, I swear by Allah, no tablet in the world can put an end to that depression. And let me tell you, that antidepressant, brothers, that is like someone, this is my own example that I always give. Antidepressant, that is like a person went to the mechanic and says, you know what, there's a certain rattle in my car, I just can't trace it. So the mechanic looked at it and he says, you know what, I can't solve it, but I've got one clue. If it's really bothering you, the next time you drive, put your radio louder. That's the way you would. That is depression. Wallah, you've camouflaged the problem, you've solved no problem. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ. It comes in the hadith of Bayhaqi, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. It's the cure of 99 ailments, the least of which is depression. After Faras Salah, Nabi alayhi salam has taught us, اللهم أذهب عني الهم والحزن. To rub your hand over your forehead and to make dua, that Allah remove sorrow and grief for me. Another dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, أَسْأَلُكَ بِكُلِّ اسْمٍ هُوَ لَكَ. Wallah, I ask you through the medium of every name of yours, أَنْزَلْتَهُ فِي كِتَابِكَ, which you've revealed in any scripture, أَوْ عَلَّمْتَهُ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكَ, or you've divinely taught it to any servant, or you've kept it in any kitab, and تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا, that make the Quran a means of light to my heart, and remove that inner depression. What did Sayyidina Luqman tell his son? Oh my son, save yourself from death. It is a worry by night and a disgrace by day. Save yourself from death. It is a worry by night and it is a disgrace by day. So brothers, as I mentioned, the modern day poverty is in the midst of wealth, a man has no peace. Remember, depression is also comes from Allah. When Allah wants to snatch depression, when Allah wants to bring depression, and Allah wants to snatch joy from a man, Fir'aun sitting on his throne, it was only told to him one vision and Allah crippled his joy. A man is living in a palace, he enjoys everything, doctors suspect cancer, nothing confirmed. That's the end of joy in the life of that man. That's the end of happiness and vacations. There is a fear that he will be diagnosed with cancer. He sits there. You perhaps don't own that wealth, but you have a variety and there's delicacies. He can't touch eggs for breakfast. He can't have that for lunch. What good is that wealth when you cannot eat it yourself? One vision, Fir'aun is sitting on his throne, and it was told to him that a child will be born, and you will lose your kingdom at his hands. The child is not yet born, and you still govern him. But the riwayat suggests from that day, Fir'aun was a different man. Allah can cripple a man. And likewise, when Allah wants to give contentment, when Allah wants to give divine peace, this comes from Allah. This comes from Allah. Let me take you through the battle of Uhud, a very significant battle in the annals of Islamic history. What happened in the battle of Uhud? Allah speaks about how he aided the Muslims. وَلَقَدَ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ. That you were slain the kuffar with the help of Allah and victory was yours. And at this juncture, when it was apparent that victory was yours, and Nabi alayhi salam had posted 50 archers at a particular mountain so that the kuffar cannot penetrate. And this was the time where there became dispute. And some felt that, well, the battle is over, victory is ours, let us go forward for the spoils of the war. وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ, and you disputed in your matter. And عَصَيْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, you shifted from the command of the Nabi of Allah. And you went headlong towards the material gain. Minkum man yuridu dunya, amongst you are those that want material gain. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, only when this verse was revealed, I realized there are people amongst us that are hankering material things. Otherwise, I thought everybody has come here for deen. Minkum man yuridu dunya, wa minkum man yuridu al-akhirah. It was as a result. Now listen to this, brothers. I show you how Allah gives divine contentment. Today a man's got little extra problems. He can't sleep till he doesn't take a pill. He's on this tablet. He's on this medication. This has this side effect. That has different side effects. Every man is frustrated. Wallah, this is the modern day poverty. In the midst of wealth, there's no joy. The object of your marriage, the Quran says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. You must look at your wife and it must put an end to depression and not start depression. So anyway, what does the Quran say? Then they went headlong. The kuffar seized the opportunity and they launched a full-scale attack. They launched a full-scale attack. And when they launched the full-scale attack, Sahaba were not prepared for this. It created chaos in the ranks of the Muslims. They were engaged in the spoils of the war. And at that very moment, ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمًّا بِغَمٍّ لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا. Because you shifted from the command of Allah. After one depression and one setback, Allah brought about another one on you. One is you shifted from the command of the Nabi of Allah, the enemies launched an attack, and an apparent victory was turning into failure. At that very moment, the rumor was circulated of the assassination of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Uhud is that battle where my beloved Nabi lost his beloved tooth. And Fatima radiallahu anha came and she took water, Allahu Akbar, and she started pouring it on the cheeks of Nabi alayhi salam. And Ali radiallahu anhu was wiping it in the midst of the battle, the contribution of the queen of the women of Jannah. And she realized this technique was aggravating the bleeding. She then took a piece of mat, she burnt it, and she stuck it on the blessed cheek of the blessed face of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then of course the blood subsided. At this moment, when there was chaos with reference to Tafsir Uthmani, page 90 on the Hashya number 4, when there was total chaos in the ranks of the Muslims, where Sahaba realized that the victory was turning into defeat, the circulation of the rumor of the assassination of Nabi alayhi salam, and Sahaba were lying on the floor, Allah said, I decided I'm going to now give you peace, and let the world know peace comes from Allah. It doesn't come from any place or any vacation or any restaurant or any scenic view. ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ أَمَنَةً نُعَاسًا. Allah says, at that critical moment where you didn't know which way you were turning, I send down sleep and slumber on the believers. In the midst of the battle, Abu Talha Ansari says, I was amongst those people, the sword was in my hand and it fell off and I fell off to sleep. While people were dying, imagine a man can't fall off to sleep in his bed made out of water, as they say, and he has all comforts around him because of one. Allah snatched that sleep away. Now again understand, when Allah gives joy and Allah snatches it, at this critical moment, the Muslims are fighting as well as the Munafiqeen. Two brothers are in partnership. Allah gives contentment to one and Allah snatches it from one. Two brothers are living in one house. Allah gives contentment to one and Allah snatches it. Contentment comes divine. It cannot be acquired. It is inspired. It is inspired when you follow the commandments of Allah. There's no pharmacy in the world that can give you the right prescription. Thus you will have to knock the door of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Allah says in this midst, ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ. I gave you peace. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, أَنُّعَاسُ فِي الْقِتَالِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Sleep in the midst of the battle is a sign of victory and is a sign of the help of Allah. And sleep while performing namaz is a sign from shaitan. وَالنُّعَاسُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. At that moment Allah says, I put sleep on the Muslims. And the munafiqeen who are also fighting, Allah says, أَهَمَّتْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. The other group that were fighting with me with ulterior motives, I snatched joy from them. So they were gripped up in fear, what is going to happen? And Sahaba says, we were falling off to sleep. Abdullah ibn Zubayr says, I was walking with Nabi alayhi salam. The rumor was circulated, but I was comfortable because the Nabi of Allah was with me. And then the fear knew no bounds. And Allah sent down this sleep upon us. And I fell to sleep. And then I could hear the munafiqeen saying, Hallana min al-amri min shay. Where is the victory? Where is the help of Allah coming? There was this few moments of sleep. And then he says, we got up. When we got up, we were together. We got our composure. We got our act together. Allah gave us strength. Allah gave us ability. It is written about our akabirin, one great buzruk. Allah had given him control over his sleep. He could look at the watch, fall off to sleep at 10 minutes and be up after 10 minutes. Total from the kindness of Allah. Insomnia is a medical condition that is only increasing in the world. He says, we got up, we had our act together, and after that Allah Ta'ala gave us strength. So this is how Allah will give. This is how Allah will give. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. I terminate. Allah says, O Nabi of Allah, we know you feel depressed when the kuffar do not listen to your message. Let us then give you the prescription to remove that depression. Can there be any prescription better than that which Allah prescribes to His Nabi? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Make subhanallah abundantly and fall into sajda and worship your Allah until death overpowers you. Let us then end with the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Oh Allah, give me contentment in what you have given me. Al-abdu hurrun ma qana'a wal-hurru abdun ma tama'a. A king is a slave as long as he has greed, and a slave is a king as long as he is content. Allah inspire us all with contentment. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.